You're listening to Native Fest Series, featuring Indigenous artists, musicians, and writers throughout Native country.
The Corey Medina Band tonight.
Yes.
5 p.m.
Yep.
At the Net Lake School Gym.
Yes.
We're going to have free food and beverages.
Come on out. I first moved here 4 years ago, and within that first year, I got to jam with both of them in random cases. But officially, as a band, we've been playing for the past year. Yeah, for about a year now, and it's been cool.
Can you describe your music to people who haven't heard you, who might not have heard you before?
Like a polka. No, I'm kidding. Like soul polka. No, I'm just kidding. No, like blues rock, soul. We throw some, we do some folk music, but we put some soul to it. So
very groovy.
Yeah, yeah. We just like to groove. So grooving blues rock, whatever. Yeah.
Awesome. I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's quite a buzz going around about you guys.
Cool.
So we decided to jump all over it.
Awesome. Sounds good. Man, I love it. Like, I got to come up here a couple years ago and help out with a youth event, and it's beautiful up here. No service, which is what I like.
Going off the grid.
Off the grid. Yeah. I freaked out. It's the first place in a long time I haven't had cell service, and I'm kind of a baby when it comes to that, but I love it. I don't have to worry about calls. I'm here and I'm focused, and it's awesome. So glad to be here with you guys. Yeah, I grew up in Shiprock, New Mexico, which is actually your GM's from my res, and it's really funny. I just met him and I didn't know he was Navajo, but as soon as I saw him, I was like, man, you look Navajo. And then he's like, oh,
George.
And he's like, yeah, I'm from Bituba. And I'm like, what? So I'm like, man, I'm from Shiprock. But anyways, I'm from the Navajo Nation down in New Mexico, Shiprock, New Mexico. I grew up, born and raised. I moved to Minnesota straight from there 4 years ago. Graduated on the res. Grew up herding and butchering sheep. Yeah, always wanted to be a cowboy. Either wanted to be a cowboy, a blues musician, or a biker, and I got two of those. I'm not a cowboy, unfortunately, so I just pretend to be one with my cowboy boots. Yeah, grew up with a single mom, grew up with the usual stereotypical oppressions that Native youth kind of deal with being fatherless or parentless sometimes. And so I grew up with a single mom. Was raised a lot by my grandparents. My grandparents stepped in a lot to help raise me while my mom worked. Dealt with a lot of drugs and alcohol at a young age, depression, suicide, just a lot of things mixing together. But my passion, one of my biggest coping was music and spirituality at the same time. And that was a saving grace for me, you know, was with both of those combined. And now I get to do that. I'm passionate about it. I play with people who are passionate about it. And, So I play blues. Not everybody likes the blues, but everybody has the blues. So, it goes across a lot of different generations can relate to it, just because everybody has hardships, and that's what I use my music for. And I'm a proud Native with a beard. It's my Spanish side that I get to have a beard. A lot of people freak out that I'm from the res, but have a full beard. But I might
get scared sitting next to you, but, you know, on a plane.
Dude, I flew last week, and the looks I get, man, especially if I like carry my metal like pedal board case, like, dude, like, people don't want to get on the same plane with me. Like, it's funny. Yeah, so no, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. I get it all. You get it all. You get people like, oh, Duck Dynasty, or oh, ISIS.
you look more like a biker to me.
Well, cool, good. There, I'm glad.
You know, with the patches on your jacket.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your jacket.
Yeah.
And what the patches mean.
Yeah, I'm part of a cool riding group. We're not a motorcycle club. We're just a group. We're called the Descendants. We're just a bunch of Native riders who like to represent where they're from, and who like to ride for the community. So right now, the crew, the main core, they've been working on different projects for the past year. I've been in and out of town just with my music, so I just kind of pop in when I can and show my support in any way I can with them. But we're just a bunch of Native riders who just like to ride first, and we like our community and we like people.
Stay at it. Just love it, and do what you love to do, and
yes,
keep doing it.
Yes,
yeah.
Keep practicing.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the biggest thing. We love what we do. This isn't work. We come home late. We stand for 4 hours at a time on the stage. We we're our own sound guys, we're our own roadies, but you know what? We love it. We love what we do. It's not work. It's Gary once called it a labor of love. Mm-hmm. And for musicians out there, especially young, it doesn't matter how good that two-year-old on YouTube is. Like, you have something to offer, whether it's into music, art, dance, scholastics, anything, especially within our native community. Like, we really want to pour into our next generation of leaders, and they're our leaders, and no matter what it'll be, and we just encourage them to stay at it, no matter what's thrown at them, no matter what situation they're in, they always got something to offer daily. So. Yes.
This Native Fest series was brought to you by NetLake Radio and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.